40-year-old Jacob Anyar walks along his flooded sorghum farm outside Bo Town, surveying his 1.5 meter tall sorghum crops, which are partially underwater. Some of the leaves have turned yellow, while other crops are rotting. Speaking in Dinka, Anyar says he does not expect to harvest anything from his 2 fedan or about 2 acres sorghum farm.
All the crops are damaged, as you can see. The water is all over the palm and the crops are rotting. The problem is that the floods came when the crops were still young. So there is nothing at all that is being expected from such a farm.
Anyar says he used to harvest 25 to 30 sacks of sorghum each season before this year. He worries about looming anger in Bor.
What I am left to do now is just to offer what God and the government might do for the people affected like us, because my family will have nothing to eat. Otherwise, there is a fear of severe hunger. If the water subsides, maybe that is when farmers will see if they can plant quick maturing crop to rescue people from hunger.
Agricultural expert Atim Digag Atim from the Jonglei State Agriculture Ministry says the floodwaters will not subside anytime soon and more flooding is expected.
We are talking now of the overflow of the river. And this month is the month where the overcreeping waters comes from the east. So we are still waiting for the eastern floods that come from the highlands of Ethiopia. So, in fact, I'm expecting no production this year. The areas of Duk seems to be higher, but still the overflow of River Akobo, River Gilo, River Pibor will still affect Duk.
Since the sorghum was in the emerging stage after the first weeding, when the flooding hit Bor, Atim says he expects his crops and most other crops will be ruined this season.
No survival of such things. Not for maize or groundnut or anything. Jonglei, the former Jonglei, is at the bottom of the Nile Valley. This is the bottom of Nile Valley that reaches 450 meters above sea level. So we are the lowest. So all waters of South Sudan may come here. It doesn't tilt towards Greater Bahar Ghazal. We are now underwater.
Atim says there is looming hunger in the flooded areas of Jonglei and other parts of South Sudan. He says in past floods, people could rely on fish that comes with flood waters to survive, but not this time.
This flood doesn't come with fish, simply because this flood is coming from the highlands, from the main river that is flowing from Lake Albert. The flood that come with fish is the flood that, if the dams are closed in North Sudan or in Sudan and Egypt, then the upper stream here builds up, then this comes with a lot of fish. But the one coming is coming with a high speed that no fish in it.
The Integrated Food Security Pace Classification, or IPC, report released in February by UN agencies and the government indicated hunger was projected to worsen this year in South Sudan, mainly in Jonglei, Upper Nile, Warab, and Northern Bahr El Ghazal, especially in flood front areas. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.